Broadcasting live from the beautiful Hilton Beachfront Hotel in Pensacola, Florida, it's the 2015 I-10 Wired Summit. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, this is Keith over at Pensacola Business Radio, broadcasting live from the I-10 Wired Summit 2015 out here on Pensacola Beach. I have in our booth Dr. Stephen Donovan. How are you today?
Doing great. Glad to be here.
Yeah, we're glad you're here. Glad you finally made it, you know? I know you've been busy, and it's been a good thing. So
very true.
You know? So let's... you're Gulf Coast State College.
Yeah.
Right? Out of Panama City.
Nearby.
Yeah, close to. But you guys are... I mean, obviously, you're active here in Pensacola. I know that very much.
Oh, yeah.
We have a great and all up and down the Gulf Coast. So yes. not just isolated that. But first, I want to hear about your I-10 experience so far. So for those just listening, it's now 1:30 here, and we've been at this since almost 8 o'clock this morning. So I know we've sort of been stuck at the booth doing a lot of interviews and stuff, but you guys have seen a lot.
Yeah, and these kind of gatherings are critical to economic development when you look at it from a regional perspective.
Yeah, sure.
We've got to have those common events that bring us all together and to do that in clusters. And that's what I-10 Wired has done so well, and with the Pensacola community and the county leadership here, UWF and Pensacola State College. Happy to be a part of it and learning about cybersecurity, some of the IT things going on, additive manufacturing, entrepreneurship. It's good to see it growing.
Yeah, and huge.
Yeah,
and fast.
Yeah.
You know, which we've really noticed today. But what do you think's been the most exciting so far, or what are you still excited to see?
You know, to me, it really is a question of culture. So when you're looking at a gathering like this that has a regional emphasis and getting invites out both to, you know, your national partners, and we see a lot of great industry partners here and a lot that reflect the growth that's relevant to the area. So that's what's exciting to me. The content is wonderful when you see IT personnel really focused on cybersecurity and the infrastructure and personnel, the human issues. So much of what we do is IT. It's integrated. It's almost invisible. You don't see it and appreciate it. We take it for granted, right? When it works well, it's not broken.
It's not
everybody's
working.
Happy. There you go. Yeah.
That's it. So, well, and I think you said it too. You said the word is integrated. So, you know, you guys, Gulf Coast State College, coming all the way, you know, up and down the coast. But let's face it, we're all integrated in this together. I mean, from every business that's here helping, from every presenter that's here, you guys on the university side of things and the education side of things, to I've seen the job piece of this that's really come in and integrated. It's probably the best word I think I've heard all day.
But you've hit on that critical strand. It really is a talent issue. So let's think about, I've got a 14-year-old daughter. So
I have a 9 and 11-year-old, so I feel your pain.
Yeah. This one, I hate to say, is so perfect it would make parents sick.
Yeah, touch wood, right?
That's right. So what that talent, though, you know, the number one thing we have to do to sustain our communities is not attract talent. It is not attract business. It isn't.
Yeah.
It's
cultivate what we got.
Grow that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You got it, man. You got to grow that local talent. Then you have to provide them with the economic landscape that will enable them to stay, not just from getting a job at a good wage, but it's a question of culture.
Sure.
You know, where are the arts and the sports and the entertainment and the quality of life and the healthcare and that whole package? You know? It's a function of geography.
Yeah, and some of it I wish grew as fast as technology did. You know, because there's a lot here that is moving in that direction and has been moving well. But if it could move as fast as technology, we'd be in a really sweet spot right now.
We would. You'll hear me in the closing keynote here talk about the other communities that have embraced technology, not only as an accelerator to economic development, but as culture.
Yeah.
And they've created these communities that are not only going to attract the millennials and growing their own millennials,
right,
they're going to sustain that innovation cycle that's so, you know, critical to long-term economic growth. You got to win the talent war. If you don't win the talent war, you're going to be a second choice destination.
Yeah. So what are some of these other communities specifically
that you're
going to be talking about?
Yeah, we built a $35 million advanced technology center at Gulf Coast State College a couple of years ago. It took 3 administrations, state legislature. So in planning all of this, we had to go around and look at best practices.
Right.
So you do. You see the communities like Chattanooga, Austin, Texas, St. Louis, Missouri, Bangor, Maine. You find people that understand that you've got to grow that talent from your K-12 system, but provide the culture that is going to create the experience that they want for that life. So the probably one of the better that I've seen is in St. Louis, something called their Cortex Innovation Community.
I'm from St. Louis. I know exactly what you're talking about. My father still lives there, so I've been up there quite frequently. And you hit it. Man, they have really jumped on this.
Yeah, is that not unbelievable?
Yeah.
That is a $2 billion, 40-year vision. Somebody tell me what the 100-year vision for the panhandle of Florida is.
Right? I don't even think they've gone past 2025 at this point.
No. When you look at the realtors, they've started to grid things out in Bay County closer to what we call the West Bay sector, which encompasses three counties and a new airport, some great infrastructure. And they're just starting to understand from 30A, when you go up and down Beach, Rosemary Beach, microcultures get connected into these interlaced innovation communities. It's those communities that draw and retain that talent.
Yeah, and they're sort of the, I love driving down that area. To me, it's like, for lack of a better term, it's like one big Sandals resort where all of these communities are just that. They are self-sustaining communities.
They are.
I mean, the people that live there have businesses there. You know, all of the stuff goes together, works together. It was thought out as a large, big picture, and it's operating that way.
It is, and what you see in terms of sustainability, I'm in the National Coalition of Advanced Technology Centers on their board, and the communities that get this understand sustainability is the key word, and not just from an energy perspective, but again, you know, I'm beating that culture drum, because in its absence, you can't progress. So in St. Louis, you're looking at such a broad vision to create a space for entrepreneurs, the bohemes that come in that are young. They don't have their families yet. They just want to work, play, and live in the same product. They don't want to buy a car.
No.
They want to take public transportation. They want to, you know, be part of the after-hours events that flow into the... Even there was a big article recently on the decline in bars. Because this generation chooses to engage socially in an unprecedented fashion.
Sure. And I had a huge smile on my face because my dad has lived there all his life and does not own a car.
Yeah,
And it's when he needs one, he goes and rents it, which is, you know, he's up and down here. That's unheard of.
And the rite of passage used to be that I'm going to get my own car. Now it's not. The rite of passage is your cell phone with your social media account and how many friends you're connected to and how wide a scope.
Yeah. So... How did Gulf Coast, what drew you to I-10 and why you're here? I mean, other than the obvious, because you are education and you are such a part of a big cog in this wheel, but what, you know, what specifically got you guys in this door and said, you know, I'm going to put forth some, you guys have thrown some great effort into being a part of this.
Yeah, the colleges themselves, there are 28 community colleges, most of which have evolved now to state colleges. So we offer applied degrees in areas such as nursing, of course, and there are some that get organizational management and they're helping out with the public safety along those lines. But also we have technology management at Gulf Coast State College. That's a 4-year degree. So we have a cybersecurity certificate that feeds into a 4-year baccalaureate of applied science. Our goal is to place our students within those jobs, preferably within the region.
Yeah.
And so when you're looking at the talent drain, we have an amazing, you saw with Guy Garrett, Professor Garrett, and our cybersecurity team.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, yeah. We would, you know, our 2-year students are as entertaining as any university graduate in their master's programs or their applied research. So we want to make sure that we maintain our relationships with the employment pool that you see out there. And Pensacola is an important part of Florida. It's interesting economically. The political borders are kind of blurred in the sense that it's the Pensacola MSA and Mobile have very strong relationships with Alabama and Aerospace Corridor. By the time you get to Panama City, you're sort of out on that outer edge. So what are you guys doing? Like, I watched your weather here last night, and it covered all the way east to Destin.
Yep, and that's
it. That was
it. Also, nothing else.
No, there was no dot on the map. Right, right. But I knew 8 minutes outside of the tunnel.
38
Mobile,
and all these other places we're talking about.
Yeah, right, right. So that's why we're here.
You know, let's talk about your cyber. The Tigers,
the Tigers.
We interviewed Guy and Travis last night, and I looked at Ryan when we got done, and I said,
you got done with Guy?
Yeah.
No, it's great. He's so motivated.
Well, he is, and we've invited you guys to come to our Pensacola studio so we could actually spend some good in-depth time on some of this stuff.
Thank you. But he is phenomenal in his studio.
Man, he got some knowledge, but I looked at Travis and I said, look, let's just make sure one thing. I want to make sure you're on my team before we walk out of here today. You got my card. If you need something, call me. But then, you know, Ryan and I got to talking about some stuff and just, I mean, jump in here, man. Just amazing things that these guys were doing.
Yes.
And Travis couldn't be, what, 19 years old maybe?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And
it's phenomenal.
I feel like I have a degree in cybersecurity now from talking to Travis.
Yeah,
I mean, just spending 5 minutes with the guy, I learned more than I have in all my years. So
yeah, he schooled me, too.
Yeah, what a great guy. And just a great program and certainly a great way to cultivate some new talent to stay here in the region and continue the good mission in serving technology.
Yeah, and you guys will be happy to hear we've got the same kind of talent in additive manufacturing, automated mechatronics, alternative energy, robotics. So this investment the legislature made, this facility that's within our region, we have a $250,000 3D liquid polyjet printer that you won't find between Jacksonville and Miami. Normally, you've got to go well outside your region to get that talent and that infrastructure. So thanks to the support of three administrations and our legislature, it wound up in the panhandle.
How about that? Yeah, that's great. I was just going to say, you guys are on the leading edge of some really neat teachings.
Unmanned systems, you know, as well. Yeah. We're starting that program because if you look at the economic impact of what autonomy and the drones are bringing just across the border from construction to agriculture, phenomenal opportunity.
Well, let's be real honest just to sort of put this in perspective here, but I can't name more than four major universities that honestly have probably anywhere a third of what you just said.
To be very candid, you're accurate. One walk through that facility and you'll see the commitment to that. It is an advanced center. And our partnerships, we feed into the University of West Florida and FSU and also in Panama City. Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Yeah, all right.
You know, but all of that is, you know, it's that talent chain thing we started this conversation about.
Yeah.
Got to grow it.
Yep. Okay. So
keep up with the demand. If the demand is there, then there's somebody going to fill it, and you're doing good
well,
work.
Well, and I mean, I'm still trying to wrap my head around that, but I mean, you got.
Well, try this one.
Create
the
it.
Demand.
Yeah,
there you go.
So you know, rather than wait for the response from workforce and saying, "Well, we need to fill these jobs," that's not how the millennial mind works.
Right.
Most of the students today want autonomy and purpose, and they're going to find.
They're going to go look for it.
That's right. So creating, we have a Milloway Institute for Entrepreneurship, which I operate. We've created some work. With 48 individuals and companies, created 28 prototypes, launched 13 startups. Two of those have hit capital formation in excess of $500,000 for one, $250,000 for another. But a lot of this is student-driven. We just had our student entrepreneur pitch, but we're not doing it regionally yet.
Yeah.
That's the leap we've got to make. That's what you'll hear me talk about in, you know, about an hour from now is let's do this as a region. There are wonderful things going on in Pensacola, Escambia, Walton, Okaloosa. But we still don't quite operate as a region.
Yeah, okay, so give us the inside track before your talk. Give me three things that would get it us doing that as a region.
Connected communities of innovation. We've got them. We have the entrepreneurial ecosystems. Yep. We got a little bit of gap capital. So the first thing is to connect them. The second thing is we really do need more venture capital. You've got to have enough money. In Silicon Valley, the way that they approach it is they throw $20,000 at a wind or an idea. They don't care. And they'll see, does it stick, does it not stick? They expect 1 in 2 in 10 out of that to raise a little bit higher to pass the angel round to a venture capital. It creates that culture and it cycles back down. So really, you know, to me, the you got to have the culture, you got to have the talent, and you got to have the finance.
So we need to let them know that demand is here.
It is here.
Oh, it is.
Down here in the Gulf Coast, particularly Pensacola and the surrounding counties.
That's it. Yes.
I love the name you took, Innovation Coast.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, that really, and you'll hear me talk about that. We're divided into the Forgotten Coast, the Emerald Coast, the Innovation Coast.
Well, we've heard it here, the I-10 corridor, the I-4 corridor. Yep. And I'm thinking, wait a second.
Pick a poison.
It's all 30A. White sand right now.
Well, look at the brilliance of 30A, right?
Yeah.
It's Seaside and Rosemary and Alice. Yeah. But when you talk to people, 30A is the culture.
It's right. Well, and you see those stickers on the back of Suburbans all over Metro Atlanta, where I'm from.
Yeah. And the amount of money coming from the direct flight connects that you see, Nashville, Houston, Dallas now with direct connect.
Yeah.
The regional influx, you could live anywhere, right? If you're innovative, you can work from anywhere. So where do you want to be?
Right.
Why not
somewhere
here?
Nice.
Oh, my gosh. No offense to Nebraska, but you know.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
You know, white sand does not compare to golden wheat fields. I'm sorry. It just
doesn't. Oh, God, no.
So, but you hit the nose on the head. They created a brand. They created a culture brand. And I think you're right. I think that's exactly that may very well be the definitive next step The best definitive next step I've heard all day.
We have regional entities, Florida's Great Northwest, and there's another West Florida Council here. But I tell you this example. I was at a venture capital conference in Los Angeles not long ago, and I sat out overlooking the Pacific, and this guy in shorts walks up, starts talking, "Hey, how you doing? Where are you from?" "Panama City." He sits down, he says, "Panama City." He said, "Man, you guys do not know how to get along. Parker, Springfield, Callaway don't talk with Panama City Beach, and God forbid that Bay County would go over to Okaloosa or Walton or Escambia in Pensacola, acts like they're off in San Antonio, and you're the old," and I'm like, whoa, time out, right? So he starts, and then he said, "I wouldn't invest a penny in you because you do not yet function as a region." So I'm thinking, golly, dude, lighten up.
Yeah.
So anyway,
but
later,
at the same time, he's hitting on some stuff, right?
Oh, he gets up on stage, and I watch him, and he's a keynote. He is a multi-billionaire, and he's a philanthropist. He had us nailed.
Yep.
He named the counties and the issues and the boundaries. But what's important to understand here, that's the outside perception of major capital on the ability of our political entities, right, guys, to function as a region with
in,
our educational institution. There you go.
Yeah.
How smart is your region?
Yeah. So, and just goes to show you that, you know, one, we need to wake up, but two,
we're getting there. That's the good news.
You're right.
We are
getting there, and it's things like this, and not taking and what everybody's doing that's making it happen. But you also got to stop for a second and be like, and realize your competition's not stupid, and those people that you're going after.
Look back at St. Louis.
They know. Yeah, you're right.
They want your kid. St. Louis wants your kid.
Yep.
And so does Austin, and Bangor,
and Chattanooga. We got a studio in Chattanooga, and it's come up numerous times today about that
great
culture that's happening there.
That's because they have that welcoming culture to those millennials.
They really do.
Yeah. Well, let's hope we can spearhead it here and get it moving a little faster.
We will. We're at what's called in the literature a cusp event. We're at a delicate time where we have the potential geographically, economically to just absolutely explode. And right at that cusp, I see us getting the right people in minds and places. Yeah. So I'm very optimistic for my daughter.
Yeah, very good. Well, I'll tell you what, Dr. Steven, if somebody wants to find out the work you're doing or get in touch with you or find out some information about Gulf Coast State College, let's send them in the right direction.
Please go to gulfcoast.edu. If you need help with an idea or a prototype, we have the nation's only pledge model fab lab. We can do things with 3D printing and over 200 different materials. Engaging our students, happy to discuss that.
Very good.
Gulfcoast.edu. They'll find me.
I'm going to extend the invite to come on Pensacola Business Radio again. And
awesome.
We may have a whole cyber day.
Yeah,
man,
sounds
where we
great.
Just get people in and out and start getting some of this word
let's
out.
Let's get
for
that
you.
On the calendar now. Let's make it happen.
It's great to be part of the Innovation Coast.
Well, again, we want to thank you for coming by. I'm looking forward to your talk. I feel smarter after talking to Dr. Yes, I really do.
I'm learning here constantly. You never stop.
Great conversation. Thank you.
Likewise, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. This has been Keith Hoover, Pensacola Business Radio. Broadcasting live from I-10. You guys have a great afternoon.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.